Instagram is the younger, cooler Facebook, and advertisers think so too. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Yesterday on the show, we talked about advertisers on Facebook and how they're not leaving the platform. But lots of them are migrating from Facebook proper to Instagram. One analyst estimates that ads on Instagram will account for 70% of Facebook's new revenue by 2020. And the most exciting thing for the company is stories, the little posts that expire after 24 hours. Yeah, Instagram may have stolen the idea straight from Snapchat, but it's working. There are even stories on Facebook now. Mark Rabkin is VP of Ads and Business Platform at Facebook. In the second part of our conversation, he told me people are posting over a billion stories a day, and advertisers better get on board.
It's an amazing opportunity for businesses to use a similar kind of authentic, more real voice and plug into people's lives in a great way. But the other thing we're talking about is this is kind of like a warning shot for how fast shifts happen in the mobile world. And a lot of what we're working on with businesses is telling them, hey, you got to get on this train, but this is not the only one. Trains are going to be leaving the station every year.
Facebook has been holding boot camps for advertisers to teach them how to make these new kinds of ads. But what about the users who might not be excited to see way more ads in their feeds?
I think people will be okay. We have, over the years, just so much experience figuring out how to add ads to a product in a way that people respect and enjoy. We do absolutely extensive research on how people feel about the ads. So I think we'll be able to get people to a good place, manage their expectations, provide them a good experience, just like we've done in all the other products we've been able to monetize with ads.
But here's the thing about ads on Instagram. Lots of small companies are selling directly to people on social media. And even though their Instagram ads may look great, not all the companies are above board. I asked Rabkin if he worries that ads for fake or low-quality products will turn people off of Instagram ads completely, like that time me and all my friends bought the same great-looking yoga pants that turned out to be cheap and awful and didn't fit anyone.
What we're starting to make a lot of progress on is kind of measuring how happy people are after the experience, both, you know, after they buy something like yoga pants, how do they browse ads in the future? Are they still into them? Is it different? And we're trying to manage it so that every experience you have with ads on Facebook or Instagram makes you more confident and happier and more likely to engage with businesses on the platform in the future. And if we find that the opposite is happening, then we're managing those companies.
Rabkin said Facebook is experimenting with things like augmented reality ads, too, that let you virtually try on makeup or see how a couch might look in your living room using your phone's camera. One thing is for sure, though, Instagram is where the money is. So expect a lot more commerce in your feed very soon. And now for some related links. This week's Make Me Smart podcast with me and Kai Rizdahl is all about Instagram and whether we're fooling ourselves by thinking it's the kinder, gentler, less data-hungry alternative to Facebook. I mentioned in the podcast that I actually find Instagram's ads to be so well-targeted that it's almost scary. And I know at least one person who recently confessed to a full-blown Insta-shopping addiction. And as it happens, I found a funny story on Business Insider about a woman who bought a sweater that she saw on Instagram and then realized that everyone else her age and in her area had not only seen the same sweater in their feeds, but some of them had bought it too. No one is unique in ad targeting, friends. You can read that story on marketplacetech.org. And check out a Forbes piece that is much darker on the topic of targeted online tracking. It's about a one-man company that, for $29, will let you buy an ad campaign to manipulate any specific person you want on social media. Like one guy targeted his wife with messages about how playing 10 hours of video games a week is a good thing. Two women used the service to encourage a coworker to quit her job because they didn't like her. And the most popular service targets women with ads about how they should initiate sex. For $29, we are all living in the Truman Show, people. Go read the story and then try to forget you ever read it, because honestly, I don't even know why we use the internet sometimes. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.